You know, guys, here at Bethel, our heart does beat for young people. Not if you're old, you're still welcome at Bethel. Dr. Mike, you're still welcome, sir. But your heart does. It beats for this entire community, whether it's in the business realm, military, family, whatever it may be, teachers. Our heart beats to reach this entire community. And sometimes we forget that there actually is a college campus in Clarksville, Tennessee. It's pretty amazing, called Austin Peay State University. And here at Bethel Community Church, we want to see college students respond to the gospel. And the thing about a college student was a lot like me when I was in college. See, I didn't get right with God because somebody invited me to church and I came to a building like Bethel and heard the gospel. I got right with God because somebody got outside the four walls of the church and came to my football team and started preaching who this Jesus really is. That he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That he's not just your personal Savior, but he is also, if he's going to be your Savior, he first and foremost has to be your Lord. And at Middle Tennessee State University, man, I felt the conviction of God come to my life. And I responded to the gospel. And here in Bethel, we have what's called campus missionaries that reaches out full time to Austin Peay State University. And I want to invite one of those on stage, and that's Heather Thylacker. Heather, come on up here. Give Heather a big hand clap. What's great about Heather, and also you're going to meet another one here in a little bit named Vince, is Heather was just like me. You're going to hear her story. She didn't really know about the things of God, but yet somebody came and began to talk about who this Jesus is. And what's awesome about Heather's story is not just she just gets saved, but she also felt the call to say, you know what? I also want to go and see college students reach for Jesus. So Heather spends her full-time job as she reaches out to Austin Peay State University, believing God to change a student's life. Because we believe that if we can change the campus, we can change the world. If we change the campus, Austin Peay and around the nations of the earth, we can change the world because the college students are the next leaders of our society. Give it up for Heather. I want her to tell her story. And it really goes along with this Christmas season, how God impacted her life.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. When I think about Christmas, I really think of this word, Emmanuel. The prophet Isaiah, before Jesus had come into the world, he prophesied that his name would be Emmanuel, which just means God with us. God here, God now, God with us. And, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up with Christian parents. I didn't grow up reading the Bible. I actually had never read the Bible. If you would have told me to turn to Genesis, I would have been somewhere in the middle looking for it. I had no Christian knowledge whatsoever. My family, it just wasn't something we did. And growing up too, you know, my family, it was just broken. There wasn't many marriages. Actually, I don't remember any marriages in my family that actually stayed together. Most marriages in my family ended in divorce. And because of that, you know, as a child witnessing this, my response was, well, I'm just going to, you know, look out for me and my own. My life was, you know, independent. It still is kind of, but it was so independent. I thought, you know, I'm just going to make it for myself. My life is all about me and what I can get and do. And so part of that plan of doing it by myself was, of course, college. So I go to college in 2008, start my freshman year, and in 2009 I start hearing this buzz on campus, a lot of my friends, people in my class, talking about this campus ministry at Austin Peay called U Church. The campus minister at the time, his name was Pastor Brock Lillis. And for a whole year, my friends and classmates, just people around me, were talking about this place. You need to come, Heather. You know, you would really benefit from this. You should come to it. You should come. And my response for a year was always, no. I'm not going to church. I don't like church people. I don't like church atmosphere. I don't like the hypocrites. I don't want to. It's just boring. I don't like it. I'm not going. It's not me. So for a full year, this was my response to all of their invitations. So the summer comes and goes, and then I start my junior year of college. It's now 2010. And when I start college that year, it's the same thing. my classmates, hey, Heather, you should come to this thing. You should come. You should come. I'm like, did you guys not get enough of it? Like, are y'all still thinking about this thing? And so 2010, September, the very beginning, I'm like, you know what? It's the school just started. I have no like work to do. I'll go. I'll go to the meeting. So I gather a bunch of my friends together. I'm like, look, if I'm going to this thing, you guys are going with me because we're going down together. I'm like, we're all going. If I go to this ministry, y'all are coming too. So I get a bunch of my buddies together. I think it was like six of us. We go to the campus ministry. We sit in the very back row. And, you know, the worship starts. And I'm just laughing. Like, I'm just laughing, mocking, making fun. Like, this is stupid. One of these people got their hands in the air. This is so dumb, cheesy. Like, I'm just making fun of these people while they're singing. I'm like, I did not care. And then comes the message. And Pastor Brock, if y'all don't know him, you should. He gets up and he starts preaching the gospel. And he starts telling about Jesus. And the way that he talked about Jesus was, it wasn't like the people I'd encountered before. It wasn't like he was reciting something that he had just memorized and knew what to say. He was talking like he had been with Jesus. He was talking like he had hung out with Jesus right before he got on that stage and was just saying what was on the heart of Jesus. Yeah. And he was preaching the heart of God. And, you know, and that's where this Christmas story, that word Emmanuel, God with us, it became so real to me in that moment because it wasn't just a recited script that was being said. It was like God literally with us. And the Christmas story comes to life in that moment. The whole reality of all these cliches I've heard, it comes to life. And everything within me just begins to, like, be energized all at once. My heart's burning. I don't know what's happening. My blood's pumping. I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? And then I just leave. I didn't answer altar call. I didn't say a special prayer. I didn't fill out anything on a connection card. I left. I just left. And throughout the week, that was on a Sunday, and throughout that next week, like, I just can't, for every second of the day, my thoughts are literally consumed with Jesus. I'm like, what is this? I can't quit thinking about him. I can't quit thinking about what that pastor said. I can't quit thinking about, is this all true? Is this real? Who is he? If God is real, then what does he want to do with me? And these thoughts are consuming me and taking me over. And I come to the conclusion. I'm like, you know what? Guys, I've lost my mind. Like, I don't know what happened in that meeting. I got brainwashed. I'm crazy. I've lost it all. I think I need to check myself into some institute. I'm one of the crazy people. Like, what's going on? And so I just feel so crazy. And so, you know, I had this card in my backpack, and this is divine too, but I had a job that I'd worked at during college. A pastor would come to the clinic that I worked at, and he gave us this card. So I had this card in my backpack, you know, for fire insurance in case anything ever real bad happened. So I had this card in my backpack. So I'm like, man, like, if anyone can help me with this God problem, it's a pastor. I'm like, that's their profession, you know, I should call him. So I'm walking across campus, going to science class, zoology, and I'm going across. I get in front of the science building, and the presence of God, God with us, comes upon me. And in that moment, I just knew God was saying, Heather, you're not taking one more step, not one more step in any direction away from me. God with us, God with me, God was pursuing me. And God came after me, and in that moment when he began to speak to me, and I said, okay, I'm calling this pastor. So I called him up. I said, look, I'm coming to talk to you. I don't even know what I'm going to say when I get there, but you got to tell me some answers. And so this church was like a mile away from campus, so I take off. I go to this church, skip class, and I get to the church. I go into the pastor's office, and I sit down in the chair, and I just immediately just start crying. I just start crying. And the only thing I knew to do was, because Hollywood was my theology, was, okay, so I got to start confess. I got a confession. That's what Christians do to be right with God. I got to confess. So I'm sitting in this chair, and I just start telling this pastor things he probably didn't need to know. I'm just confessing to this pastor. I'm like, I've done this. I'm crying. I've done this. I've done this. I'm a bad person. I'm literally giving this man every reason why God should not be with me. And so I'm telling this pastor, these are all the things. I'm bad. I'm a bad person. And the pastor looks at me and he says, Heather, Jesus is with you. He will never leave you. You see, that's the beauty of Emmanuel, the Christmas story, God with us. It wasn't that one day humanity was so good that finally God decided, oh, now I'll be born of a virgin and come into the world to rescue my people and die for their sins. It wasn't that I was just suddenly a good little Christian girl and decided, okay, now God, I can be right with you. No. In the middle of humanity's mess, Jesus came. Left the glories and the perfection of heaven in his home. Left the comfort of his throne to take on a cross. Good. This is what Jesus did. And so in that moment, the reality of that word, Emmanuel, came to life in my soul. God was with me. In spite of all that I had done. In spite of who I was. In spite of every reason I had of God, this is why you shouldn't love me. He said, I don't care. Emmanuel, I'm with you. I'm with you. I've come to redeem you. I've come to make you new. And when I left that pastor's office, when I walked out, I knew the peace of God had just fell on me. The peace of God. I knew in that moment, there is nothing. I'm not afraid of any bullet. I'm not afraid of death itself. I'm not afraid of whatever could come at this moment because God is with me. And he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. And it was because nothing I had done. And this is the beauty of the gospel. We don't perform for our God. He comes to us. He comes to us. And so when the days following this, I knew, I was like, I have found an underground world. Like these, I remember the first Christian song I heard, like, oh my gosh, there is Christian music about God. Like, this is crazy. And so I remember I thought I had found this underground world, and I'm like reading my Bible in my bedroom with the door locked because I didn't want like my roommate to know like I was a Christian and stuff. But then something happened. Then this boldness came on me, like, Heather, if you have this wonderful underground world that you found, like, shouldn't the only reasonable response to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory be to make his name known and famous in all of the world? And so I began to preach to my family, preach to my friends, preach to anyone who would listen to me for more than 30 seconds. And the miracle is that my family, you know, it's been transformed. There's still mess. But they're transformed. My friends, transformed. Some ran away. They thought I was crazy. But other ones have been added. You know, and it's been good. And following God, and you know, I've walked into this, and because of the goodness of God and that word Emmanuel, God with me, I will never leave. You know, I've given my life to preach the gospel full time. Because everyone needs to know. Whether they receive it or not, that's them and God. But our job is to make him known. So I just want to pray for us. Father, we thank you that you have chosen to come to us, that in spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done, that Lord Jesus, that you would make yourself known to us. And so God, I just pray, Father, for even us going home, traveling for the holidays, going to see family, that God, that we would make you known, that it would be known to everyone that knows us, that God is with us, that Jesus is here, and that Jesus is changing lives in all of creation. And so Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's give Heather a big hand clap. Great job, Heather. You know, there's a lot of different people here today, and I don't know where you're at in your relationship with God. But today, my hope for all of us is each of us would do exactly what Heather did. See, Jesus is real. And because of that, there had to be a response, and her response was what? Surrender. She gave up her entire life and accepted him as her Lord and Savior. We all have to deal with Jesus at one point or the other. Yesterday, one of my buddies, 37 years old, he passed away, and we had the funeral yesterday. And more than likely, this guy was not right with God. Jesus was not the Lord of his life. And so here I am as a pastor and as a friend of the families performing this funeral. And it's tough because people are grieving, people are sad, but yet me as a minister of the gospel, I have a responsibility. I have to speak the truth in that moment, because that's a moment when you come to a funeral was sad because, number one, our loved ones are lost, but number two, it faces us with a very real reality that one day that's going to be you and I. And so what I did is I talked about that no matter if you're saved or unsaved, no matter if Jesus is Lord of your life or not, when you die, we all have to stand before this Jesus. And so I said, if he could come back, or anybody could come back from the dead, they would say one thing to us. Whether they're saved or unsaved, they would say, Jesus is real, and he's alive. So what that means for you and I is there has to be a response. Remaining neutral, friend, is not a response. That is to reject him. Either you accept him as Lord and Savior, or you reject him and be your own God. And my hope for every one of us today is that we would accept him as our Lord and our Savior. And what that means is he's going to start to deal with things in our life. Are things going to change, Pastor Lance, because I get right with Jesus? You better believe it. Things will change. He'll begin to talk to you about, get rid of that, get rid of that. I'm adding this. Today I believe a miracle is going to happen in a lot of your lives. Maybe your heart is burning when Heather began to talk. Maybe your heart began to burn. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Emmanuel. That's him dealing with us. And it's our responsibility to simply say, Lord, I give you my everything. I receive you as my Lord and Savior.